Mia!
Beatdown.
Beatdown, everybody.
Beatdown.
Uncle Fester's over there.
I'm only going to say beatdown today.
I'm over here now.
Beatdown.
Beatdown.
What's up, everybody?
If we just say beatdown.
Uncle Fester, the brain.
Brain.
I sent some pictures to Twitter so you guys know what we look like in the studio.
Oh, you took a picture of me?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you fuck.
You had your head down in that fucking stupid phone of yours.
You fuck.
Microphone sagging, bro.
I don't want them to know what I'm taught, what I look like.
My microphone's sagging. Looks like Madonna's vagina.
I don't want them to know about my handsomeness. I don't want them to know about my handsomeness.
It's tough shit. So yeah, bro, beatdown.
Yeah,
beat
man.
Beatdown. Listen.
Hey, guys.
In all fairness, we should really start the show. I owe somebody an apology.
You got a new boyfriend.
I have a new boo, a new man crush.
Yeah, man.
So right off the bat, Tito Ortiz, if you somehow decide to listen to my podcast,
the bad boy.
The Huntington Beach bad boy.
Yeah, boy.
I am sorry, sir.
He's sorry.
I am sorry.
I always liked you.
For those of you that didn't...
It was just him.
For those of you that didn't exactly know what was going on, I kind of accused Tito of being a little douchey, a little wet, drippy. What? I can't say that I would argue with myself. I mean, that's what he wants everybody to believe on television. You know, he comes off as, you know, the bad boy.
That's what gets him paid.
Right. And you know what? That is what gets him paid. His lovely wife... Jenna Jameson told me to give him a chance.
I've always loved you, too.
I can't argue with you there. And, you know, after much tracking him down and staying up until about approximately 5:25 Eastern Standard Time in the morning, playing Call of Duty with Tito, I have officially decided that he is my new best friend. I will shortly be moving to Big Bear.
Oh!
And, yeah, I'm just basically going to follow him around and devote my life to him.
Are you going to be like his Cato Kalin?
Absolutely. No.
No?
Didn't Cato Kalin kill somebody?
No. But Cato Kalin lived in O.J. Simpson's house.
Yeah. That's it. I'm going to be Tito's Cato Kalin.
I'm not saying Tito killed anybody or is going to kill somebody.
No. Tito's clean.
But, you know, he's got a big house because he's paid. And
right. I'm just going to live there and make sure he's okay.
Yeah, that's it.
And just be forewarned, anybody, if you say wrong against Tito Ortiz in my presence.
Uncle Fester will fuck you up.
From this point forward, you're catching a fucking falcon punch.
Ouch.
And that's all there is to it. So I believe Amber got hooked too, so hopefully we'll be done with this silly challenge. Ugh. And you guys can all take our word for it that Tito Ortiz is truly a very cool guy. It is not easy to be Tito Ortiz, I'll tell you that, after spending some time with him online.
He completely kicked your ass in Modern Warfare.
Not only that, I mean, he's a fucking Modern Warfare stud, so he's more of my hero than he would have been if he was just cool.
Annihilated
you. But people treat him like shit. Even when they get to really talk to him in person. You know what I mean?
I heard some kid was giving him crap.
We called him an asshole right off the bat. Asked him what it was like to be knocked. Like, the kid don't even know. He goes, hey, Tito, what's it like to get knocked out? Tito Ortiz has never been knocked out.
No.
Not once in his career. No. Like, why don't you read a book, you fucking degenerate?
You moron.
Right. Why don't you go outside from the trailer, fucking wash your teeth in the hubcap that is your fucking dish sink outside, and suck on it, bud.
Hey. Wow. Bro, it's not fun to make fun of the South like that,
It's not just the South. It's, you know, the fucking trash.
No, it's
trashy kids.
It's the South.
All right. It's the South. But yeah, Tito Ortiz, very cool. So don't give him any shit, guys. He's got enough on his plate.
And now you're not going to mind seeing him fight Matt Hamill.
No, you know what?
You're still in, bro. You're in now, bro.
I still kind of mind that fight in principle, but I'm not. I'm gonna watch it.
Do.
But you know, I, and again, it's nothing against Tito. I mind that fight from a setting up a fight standpoint, just because you really shouldn't. You know,
you wanted to see Tito and Chuck go at it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
and you know,
Chuck wants.
Hopefully,
to see
hey,
too.
You know what? It might still happen. Dana hasn't said no to Chuck Liddell. And that's I'm going to leave it at that. So hopefully that does happen.
Well, actually, I heard that Chuck Liddell was doing this brand new kind of training.
What's that?
Don't put your face in someone's fist. Don't do that, and you might win.
He's training how to keep his hands up. It's a new theory. I'm gonna keep my left hand in front of my face.
Brand new. No one's ever tried it.
It's really advanced thinking. It's some serious movie shit.
Speaking of advanced thinking. Somebody was really thinking a little bit too much before his fight with Anderson Silva.
Oh my God! Thinking about juice. Yeah, listen, I'm not surprised. Here's the thing. it's always going to be innocent until proven guilty, so we can't really, you know, completely blow the guy out of the water yet.
But it's a bummer.
It's a bummer. It is a bummer.
That was fight of the year.
It was fight of the year. It was incredible. The thing that is really disheartening is, you know what? If he did that to Anderson Silva and he was on steroids and he still couldn't finish him and still ended up losing the fight,
yeah,
then that kind of really makes Anderson Silva a big deal.
Oh, it makes him unbeatable.
He's not Ron Burgundy style, but he's a big deal, bro.
Well, you know, I don't think I don't know if he's ever been to San Diego.
No, it's a whale's vagina. Oh, San Diego.
That's what it was.
The Vikings, I believe, named it San Diego.
Yes,
means a whale's vagina.
Veronica Corningstone.
But, I'm sure you guys all know by now Sonnen got busted. PEDs, doping is the term, I believe.
Well, because there's really
high levels of testosterone.
That's the thing. When the testosterone gets that high.
Right, a high level of testosterone and a guy that's climbing around, throwing his own shit and fucking talking as much trash as he did.
Yeah.
You didn't really need a test to see that he had high testosterone.
Roid rage.
Right. And, you know, knack backney. Is that what they call him? Backney. But you know what? If it comes out that he was on steroids, then realistically, I would say cut the fucking cord and just let him loose. You know what? You were on juice. You lost to the best. We have no use for you because you're a bad name, and we know you can't beat the best guy in our company. Take a fucking hike.
Well, I mean, either way, whatever. I mean, it's going to be a suspension. Yeah, if it's
a suspension, I know. And $2,500 fine. Give me a break. $2,500 fine.
But you know what? I mean, for a guy like Chael Sonnen, who's in, you know, the advanced portions of his career, he's not, you know, 25 years old. He's on the other side of 30, and to be unable to fight until 2012, which is when he'd be able to fight again. That's a year and a half off for a guy his age. Yeah. That's a death blow.
I mean, I hear you, but you know what? That's the, you know, if it turns out to be true, you know what? That's the chance you take if you're going to take fucking steroids and try and cheat the system.
And of course, they're going to go through the appeal process. They're going to try and get
right,
this overturned.
But don't look, you know what I mean? Don't look to me for pity. You tried to beat the system. You got fucking, that's it. You tried, you lost. Go the fuck home. Plain and simple.
You know, and it would have been better. I don't know that it would have been better, but, you know, I mean, if he had kept quiet after, and then maybe this came out, you know. But, you know, after the fight, he starts picking fights with Brock Lesnar. He starts picking fights
with... have to ask Pat Barry about... Oh, Pat Barry. Pat Barry's on the show, guys. Yeah, Pat Barry's going to join us for the...
We got so excited about your bromance with
my
Tito
bromance
Ortiz.
With Tito. Tito. I do love you, Tito.
Hyper
guys, if you're on Twitter and you're following me, check him out. It's at Tito Ortiz, all one word. It's mad cool.
But also check out Hype or Die.
Yeah, also check out Pat at Hype or Die Barry.
Yes.
He's going to join us in a little while, so that should be cool. But
be awesome.
Yeah, man, steroids, you know what? Like, it's professional sports now, and that's what you deal with. Some guys get pinched, some guys are doing it, some guys ain't doing it.
But, you know, I think it's a...
Fucking what can you do?
I think it's a different
Dana
deal.
White, that's all he does every time they ask him. He shrugs his shoulders and says, guys, well, what more do you want me to do? You know what I mean? We do tests. Yeah. You do tests. Everybody does tests. What do you want me to do?
And they do. I mean,
And they do, right? These guys, that's it.
And we're not talking about the old slip a note under the table and what, you know, what kind of test is going to be. Like, this is legit,
right,
okay?
It's a real test.
And it's different. You know, like, in football and baseball, it's a team sport. One guy does steroids, doesn't affect the outcome of a game. It's a one-on-one contest here. It's a fight. Right. If you're on steroids and your homeboy against you ain't.
Right, and you see the man that's been atop the 185-pound division for at least 6 years where nobody's really been able to do anything to him.
Nothing.
And then you see a guy come in and fucking manhandle him.
For 22 minutes, yeah.
Right. You know what? It didn't make sense that night. Nobody could believe it. Everybody was like, oh, my God, how is this happening? You know what? Maybe it's an answer. Yeah. Maybe it is, and maybe it's not. Maybe Chael Sonnen is just that fucking good.
But either way, it doesn't look...
We'll find out. It doesn't look good.
And it doesn't look good for the UFC either. They don't need this negative publicity.
And that's, again, you know, I feel bad for Dana White. It's, you know, like, what are they... He said, you guys find them. We find them. We do tests. You do tests. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, these guys... You know, there are guys who are... I mean, that's the thing. There are guys who are smart enough to
do
their cycle.
Out there juicing,
oh,
bro.
And they go on cycles and they get off the shit before
there's
they fight.
There's boxers out there juicing and shit, man. Don't give me that. It's not just MMA.
And not for nothing, Chael Sonnen. If it does wind up that you did do steroids...
Well, then you're a dumb bastard for not having it out of your system. Right, you know you're getting tested. You're going to fight for a championship. What are you, a fucking idiot?
He knows he was going to get tested. He knew what
it was. Well, he actually told the judge. Apparently, I read a news story this morning that he actually told the judge, oh, hey, I'm on such, such, and such. because apparently there's something where you can, you know, disclose certain things that you're on, and then, you know, you can go. I don't know. I don't know how it all works. But, you know,
I ate a poppy seed bagel. It doesn't mean I did heroin.
Right. You know? But, you know, he apparently told the judge flat out, hey, I did this. It might come up.
Remember, Court McGee says don't do heroin.
Court McGee does say don't do heroin. Yes. So does Uncle Fester in the Brain.
That's right.
We do not condone heroin.
Not at all.
Get the pot. Get the pot. You like my shirt, bro? Happy trees.
Happy trees, Bob Ross. Trees. Yeah.
What, I'm going to take a picture. This is going up on Twitter.
Twitter.
It's going to be up there. Happy trees.
Yeah,
you guys
man.
See it in a minute.
Bob Ross.
Fucking hysterical Bob
Ross. I actually
Ross,
have but, a picture of that, and it's superimposed. It's the cover to Slayer's Rain and Blood. Instead of the happy little trees, it's Bob Ross painting a Slayer. It's the best.
Awesome.
I'm a metalhead. I like Slayer.
Awesome. Slayer! Awesome.
But, yeah, so, you know what, Chael Sonnen has got some problems right now. Looks like they're still going forward with Vitor Belfort against Okami.
Yeah, you know what, I think that's a bad move. If it turns out that this whole thing with Sonnen is true, I really think that they should move Belfort into the championship fight with Silva and see if they can get. I mean, you know what? I would almost guarantee you that Nate Marquardt would take a fight with Okami
for
the number one contender in 3 months.
He barely broke a sweat.
He barely got touched.
Yeah.
He had more action in the training room, in the locker room,
yeah,
than he did in the ring.
He got more action after the fight, actually.
Right. Yeah, well, without a doubt.
With Mrs. Marquardt.
Without a doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys are so lucky.
Oh, the best.
I love you all.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Bitches. Sluts.
What song you want to play?
I want to play anything.
No? Wait, let me think. Realistically.
Wait. Uncle Fester's thinking, everybody.
It's burning.
I'm seeing smoke. There is smoke coming out of his head.
We're going to do the Coalition Fight music song.
Yes.
A little while.
Okay. We got that. Want to play Slayer?
No.
Oh. I like Slayer.
No.
Angel of Death! Monarch of the Kingdom of the Dead! Infamous Butcher! Angel of Death!
Shit.
We're going to play anything.
I can't think of anything.
You know what? Put the iPod in, put it on spin, and then whatever happens, happens. And if they don't like it, suck it.
All right.
All right? And we're going to come back because we got Pat Barry, man.
Pat Barry. Yeah, you know what? I'll pick my spirits up. We got Pat Barry.
Yeah.
I wonder what his favorite kind of songs are.
You know what? I'm pretty sure whatever it is, it's hype.
It's hype. Hype or die.
Yeah, man.
Coming up next on The Beatdown.
Doing it. We're back on The Beatdown.
Beatdown.
Everybody.
Beatdown.
Got a very special guest. With us today, Uncle Fester.
Mr. Pat Barry. Pat, hype or die, Barry. And that's Barry, not Barry, right?
It's Pat Barry. Not Marvin Barry or Chuck Barry. It's Barry.
Barry.
It's not even Barry Sanders or Barry White, bro.
Yeah, man.
Just Barry.
Yep.
Well, Barry, let's get right down to what everyone really wants to know. And that is, of course, the best nickname I've heard so far in mixed martial arts, Hype or Die.
Hype or Die.
You can't really get any better than that. Now, where exactly did that come from, your nickname?
Oh, man, my brother, my cousin, and I used to take road trips across the country because, I mean, we would just get in the car, I mean, with no destination in mind, just get in the car and just start driving. We'd pick a line on a map and just drive until it ran out. So we've driven around the country, like, multiple times, man, like, all around, like, everywhere. I think we've been everywhere except Maine. And while on these long, like, 2 or 3 days in a car at a time, you know, drowning ourselves in energy drinks and staying awake the entire time, I'm actually getting in the car right now and going to grab one right this second. But while we were doing this, you know, we had a lot of time to talk, and we're all movie fanatics, and we sit down and we discuss The Matrix and all this other stuff and talking about how there are a lot of people who put these self-imposed limitations on themselves. You know, they're living in this fake reality, like, where they have all these rules and regulations that really don't exist. I mean, like I said, they're all self-imposed, and we're just talking about it, and it doesn't matter. And really, we were just here with the concept that it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you give it everything you've got and do it all out, you're going to be great at it. You know, I mean, there was a point in time when I made more money delivering pizza 2 days a week than I did kickboxing professionally in K-1. Yeah, but that was every day I went to work. I went to work amped up and gave it my all. And we're sitting there talking about how you got to unplug yourself from the Matrix and you got to swing for the fences and do it as hard as you can and do everything no matter what it is as best you can. And we're just sitting there quiet, and my cousin Ron in the back said, yeah, man, you know, you got to get hype with stuff. No matter what you do, you got to be hype about it. And then we're talking, and then we're sitting there quiet. And all of a sudden he just said, yeah, he's like, yeah, you either got to be hype or you got to just die. and that was it. We sat there quiet. Everyone all three of us got chills, like we had just heard something profound, like all at the same time. And he's like, yeah, but you either got to be hype or just die. Like, there's no point if you're not going to, you know, he just stuck. And that's where it came from, man. Hype or die, right there.
So, long story short is, I guess the group of you guys took the blue pill and not the red pill.
Oh, man, you never know, man. I kind of almost think we took both of them just to see what would happen.
And, you know, I kind of like it how you've been to just about every state, but you conveniently left Maine out of the equation because nobody wants to go there anyway.
Yeah, that's the only place that we've never driven to. I think we were, like, on our way there from New Orleans to Miami all the way up through New York. We got all the way to New York, and right as we were about to drive into Maine, we heard about Kung Lee's Art of War. No, Kung Lee's, I forgot what his fight used to be. His amateur fight show he used to put on in San Jose, California. So instead of going into Maine, we turned left and drove all the way over to San Jose, California, where I jumped out of the car and had a fun tournament.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, actually, you actually answered one of our questions in that when we were going to ask you what was the main driving force in making you jump from your kickboxing career in K-1 to a career in mixed martial arts, which led you to the UFC. Apparently, pizza delivery is a little bit more lucrative than a kickboxing career.
I mean, I think anything can, as long as you're doing it with, like I said, every bit of you, every fiber of your being has to be just engorged in it, no matter what it is. And it wasn't that kickboxing wasn't paying the bills. I mean, that definitely was a part of it, but I mean, it's not just a money thing. Like, I mean, when it comes down to like being a ninja, or you want to be the world's greatest warrior, you've got to be ready for any type of fight on any day, and it doesn't matter when, man. And mixed martial arts is just a combination of everything altogether, except for actual weapons. I mean, I think that is my $1 million idea. I need to patent that. I think that is about, you know, 10, 15 more years, man. We're going to, I think the sport's going to evolve to where we're going to be stick fighting or fighting with swords eventually. But, like, MMA, man, that's just a combination of everything all together at once. So, I said I wanted to be the world's greatest, so I jumped into that. I mean, that seems to be taking over, man. That's everywhere you look nowadays.
Well,
kids don't want to grow up to be Spider-Man and Superman anymore, man. They want to grow up to be chocolate ale and Tito Ortiz.
Well, I'm kind of glad you mentioned how, you know, if you want to be a ninja, you got to go all for it. Now, we all know, everyone who knows who you are, we kind of know that you've always had this dream to be a ninja since a very young age. Now, what I want to know is, as somebody who just doesn't know the deal, are you a ninja yet? And if not, how do you get there?
Oh, man, I've been a ninja since day one. but you never can stop perfecting your skills, man. Like I said, you just got to submerge yourself in it, man. I've been a Ninja Turtles fanatic, Van Damme, Street Fighter, the video game. That's what I grew up on. These are my things. Ninja Turtles, Street Fighter, and Van Damme movies. I mean, that's all I surrounded myself with growing up. I used to, you know, order, oh, God, man. When I found this magazine called The Edge Company, you could actually order weapons over the internet. I mean, over a magazine. You call in and order them, and they mail you swords and ninja stars. And then I got to the point where I was like, all right, man, ninjas didn't have catalogs, so we started making our own weapons in the backyard and, like, hiding them all over the house. And I was ready for the apocalypse. The day of the Y2K, the millennium, we were standing there in the window with leather jackets and swords on our backs, like staring out the window at midnight with sunglasses on, like waiting for all the power to go out. And when the apocalypse started, my cousin and I, we were going to be there. We were going to protect our family just like they did in Cyborg, man. I was ready.
Awesome, bud. Well, you know what? I kind of like, you know, you seem to be a very candid guy. You're very open about your beliefs and how you think that you should apply yourself on a daily basis when it comes to being a mixed martial artist, when it comes to being a ninja. I mean, we get the total vibe from you. And I kind of want to make a play on that. I want to know, coming from that mentality, from that standpoint, you know, there was some big news coming out of the MMA world recently, and one of our favorite trash talkers of all time, Chael Sonnen, has unfortunately come under the microscope a bit because it looks like his testosterone levels were a little bit too high.
No shit.
During his fight with Anderson Silva. And I want to know, from your point of view, coming from, I mean, I don't expect you to rip anybody if you don't want to rip anybody, but just coming from your point of view, bro, when you heard that, you woke up, you went running, and you came back and you heard that, you know, this guy got busted, what was your immediate reaction when that happened?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I don't know Chael, like, completely, like we're not best friends right there, but I know him pretty well. I mean, I've got a really good intuition. I've had that my entire life where I can shake your head and tell I'm a pretty good idea whether or not you're a good person or not. And Chael has always been an outstanding guy to me. I mean, the guy, he's all around just a nice guy. So when all these things started coming out, his interviews all of a sudden took a turn and he was, like, real boisterous and he started speaking up a lot, like, I kind of caught me a little off guard with him. But I will say this, I'm not totally up to date on everything that's gone on. All I know is that he was caught for doping, is what they would call it. And what I have learned in the UFC is that they tend to use that word for anything, mm-hmm. like whether it is actual steroids or whether it's Sudafed for a cold.
Gotcha.
They call it doping. It just falls under the category of doping. Like, and I, the reason why I ask is because I've always had sinus problems and whatnot, and allergies and whatnot. So I use Afrin in my nose every once in a while, like to be able to breathe at night before I go to sleep. So I always call in and question it before a UFC fight: is Afrin okay, or does it fall into the category of doping or just illegal like substances? Because I mean, you can't drink a cup of coffee, you can't drink a Red Bull. I mean, you can. It depends on where you're at. There's a whole lot of things that you can't do. So when it first came out that he was doping and they said that he was sick, I didn't go, oh, shit. I mean, instantly, I kind of in my head was thinking, all right, well, maybe that just was like he drank some NyQuil to get better. So I haven't heard anything. Did it turn out that he really was doing what they said he was doing? Like, was he really doing stuff?
The latest is that he's going to file for an appeal. They definitely said that he had higher than usual testosterone levels, and I mean the latest thing that just came out was that his I guess manager said that they were going to file for an appeal, and you know, they really don't like to comment while it's in the athletic commission's hands, but somebody definitely came out and said that it was his testosterone level, and it was way higher than it should have been.
Well, that sucks. I mean, as long as there was a possibility that maybe he, like I said, had Sudafed for a fever or whatever, Dimetapp or whatever you would take for a cold, and it so happened to still be in the system. In that case, if it was that, then he's still responsible. Somebody is still responsible for finding out whether or not it's okay to have that or not. But, I mean, you know, I've also learned that you can't put anything past anybody nowadays, man. I mean, they've got guys and they got people just doing anything to get ahead at all costs. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that sucks. If it turns out that he was and he got caught for it, then that sucks. I mean, it's just too bad.
But well, I guess in the long run, what that means is maybe Anderson Silva really is that scary. I don't know, but some guys, you know, if you know things happen like that, and you see this guy dominate all of a sudden, and you feel you need that extra edge to take on the best in the world, maybe you know there it really is no beating the man. Who knows?
That's possible. I mean, maybe that's what you need, or maybe it's going to turn out that it really wasn't anything, and he just happened to have a high level of testosterone. I don't know. Like, yeah. I mean, so there's all different types of speculation. We'll never really know until it all comes out, like, officially. But, Anderson Silva is definitely scary. Like, he's definitely the kind of guy who you guys are like, yeah, put something in his water before you fight him. And that dude is like, he's the man for a reason. Like, he's a legendary name already. And he's not even dead yet. He's still alive and still competing. Like, this guy's going to go down in history as one of the most memorable names in MMA forever. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, you can't put it past anybody. I'm sure there are guys who, when given that opportunity, are going to think to themselves, I need something extra than just human abilities to fight this alien.
Well, let's actually turn the tables to you a little bit. You know, you're one of our favorites in the cage, and coming off a tough loss, no doubt, to Mirko Krokop. But we really are
Croatians, man. They're savages.
They're savages. They're crazy. You know, you can't trust them. But in regards to you and your future and what you have set up for yourself, what are your goals right now? Do you have a particular fight in mind that you would really that you would really be interested in taking on? Is there anything working right now with you? Did Dana call you? What's next for Pat Barry when it comes to fighting in the cage?
Well, I just got released from the doctor maybe 2 weeks ago, saying that I could start training again.
Cool.
I just recently started training, so I've had no nothing up to date, nothing so far. I've got no phone calls. They just ask how I'm doing and when do I expect to be back. So I'm thinking November, December, January would be ideal. Now, who in particular? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm always gonna say names like Chet Congo, Stefan Struve, just guys who are willing to stand there and bang. I mean, you're not gonna hear me call out a wrestler anytime soon. That's probably ever. But that's just me. That's my opinion. I'd rather stand there and trade punches and kicks than have to go and use my awesome beginner white belt jiu-jitsu on anybody. So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, nobody in mind as of right now, and I'm not sure exactly when, but November, December, January is, my time to come back, you know?
Fantastic. So, hey, you know, I noticed on your website that you had won a grappling tournament recently. Is that true, too, or what?
Yeah, man, I had four matches and won all four of them. How cool is that?
Pat Barry putting in the mat work.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I mean, I put it in. We had four matches. I had one went to the distance, and I just won off of just control and points, and then I had three finishes before the time was out. Two no-gi and then two in gi, which I'm not as bad as the world says I am. I mean, I got recently compared to my jiu-jitsu is about as good as James Toney's.
Oh, that's rough, man. That ain't right.
No, that's terrible, man. I mean, I might not be the world's, but I'm definitely not the greatest jiu-jitsu guy in the world, but damn, man, James Toney's. I would like to believe that I'm a little bit better than him on the ground. Maybe even if it's just a pinch. But it's not as bad as the world thinks. It's just I don't have that much live experience with it. That's why I'm trying to do jiu-jitsu tournaments right now and whatnot. But, I mean, I've only hit the ground, what, three times?
Sure.
Like, in live fights, in live, like, pay-per-view UFC fights, I've hit the ground three times so far.
So
even though I've done 2 years of jiu-jitsu, I haven't done it live except for those three times, which two of them didn't turn out too well. So that's just the downside. It needs to become more instinctual for me.
So your techno Viking is definitely better than your jiu-jitsu is what you're getting at?
Oh yeah, that is a for sure, at all times. You watch out for that. You see the techno Viking coming, man, you just run for your life, because that's going to be the end right there.
Well, now that you've touched on it, just real quick, I want to get your insight on this. A lot of folks think that the wrestler, the quote-unquote collegiate wrestler, is now looking at mixed martial arts as their way of making a living once they graduate from college. And a lot of folks aren't too happy about that. They find the wrestlers to be kind of boring. As a guy who loves stand-up, wants to stand there and bang and trade punches and kicks, how do you feel wrestling has impacted mixed martial arts as it continues to grow as, you know, one of the best pound for pound, you know, fighting sport alive? How do you think it's really affected everybody in the UFC in particular, and then of course throughout mixed martial arts? Do you think it's a positive or a negative?
I think it's a positive, man. Mixed martial arts is a kind of, like I said, like we all know, it's a combination of everything. So you've got to be able to do any and everything at any point in time. I mean, you can't. Just because wrestling might not be the flashiest, most fun thing in the world, it's not that it's not fun to look at or exciting to watch. I think the people are just misinformed as to what it is they're looking at. Like, before I started mixed martial arts, before I started MMA, I thought jiu-jitsu was some of the most boring. I was like, you can't watch that all day. And that's the point, man. Guys aren't doing anything. They're just laying there not doing anything. They're just moving around. But now that I actually know what I'm looking at, now, when I watch two guys on the mat, like when I sit up and watch jiu-jitsu matches on YouTube, or watch guys like Cofrito and Marcelo Garcia, and watch these guys who are perfectionists at this, now that I know what it is that I'm watching, I can find something exciting about it. I have a cousin who plays golf, and I don't know one thing about golf. I can sit there and watch it, and I have no clue what I'm looking at. I don't know what the good moves. It's dull and boring to me. But I've got a cousin who can watch golf all day and night. It's the most exciting thing in the world to him. So it's not that wrestling is boring, it's that just as of right now, just the population of them, they might not be as informed as to what it is they're looking at. And the more wrestling is in there, the more jiu-jitsu is in there, the more striking is in there, the more people become aware of what's going on and what is they're seeing, I think that they're going to develop a better appreciation for it. No. Personally, wrestling is the most scariest shit in the world, man. I mean, I can kickbox all day and night. I can't jog very far, but I can swim forever. But wrestling, all around, is the scariest thing I've ever done. Jiu-jitsu is all right. Wrestling is just scary because these guys are they're the strongest. Wrestler strength is the most ridiculous, scary thing ever. I've got guys at 170 pounds who will pick you up and ball you up into little pieces and throw you across the room. And like they never seem to get tired. Wrestling is just hard.
You know, it must be one of those things that, you know, these guys who are wrestlers have been wrestling since junior high. So this is not like something that they've just really hopped on and decided to become good at. This is something that they've done for the last 15 years of their life. So when you bring in 15 years of experience into a fight with somebody who really has nowhere near as much experience, that can be pretty daunting.
Oh, no, hey, man, trust me, 2 years of wrestling. Ah, yeah. There's nothing scarier than falling on the ground. 2 years of wrestling. 2 years, and you know what? I'm a pretty big guy. I'm 255 pounds. I mean, I've got a pretty decent physique. I look like I might be pretty strong. Nope. Not at all.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
You face one wrestler, and they just throw it out the window.
That's a completely different sport, man. Like, now have a wrestler go and kick a heavy bag, and he might hit it kind of hard, but he'll never hit it as hard as I do. And then at this point, too, he trains himself, too. Like, you have me going to do takedowns on anybody, they're not going to go anywhere. I mean, I might hit them as kind of hard with a shot, but not like the way these guys, man. They bump into you, man. These dudes don't have necks, man. Like, these guys, and I'm talking about heavyweight wrestlers, these guys are like Bebop and Rocksteady from Ninja Turtles, man. They're like monsters. Monsters.
Hey, you mentioned hitting a heavy bag. I saw a video online of you kicking a punching bag or a punching machine at the Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Did you sneak back in and try and kick that thing a few more times?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, ever since that Fan Expo, every time I see one of those games, I walk up to it, I might spend $10 trying to break it. Every time I see one. Now, they're all different. Every time you hit one, it's going to give you a different score. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do or how hard you hit it. It's going to give you a different score every time. It always changes. It's always jumping around. So there's some machines who score higher than the rest. I mean, it always gives you something like out the box or something absurd. It doesn't matter, man. The only thing that counts is the number that pops up on that screen, and I hate it, man. It drives me crazy.
Well, Pat, we really appreciate you calling in. I do want to ask you one more thing before we let you go, because we know you got a lot of stuff to get to. Right off the top of your head, I want to know it, because I'm a huge fan. favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Let's hear it right now. Which one is it?
Kickboxer with Kung Fu.
Yes. Oh. Thank you.
Kickboxer. You know what? It's a toss-up between Kickboxer, Cyborg, and Bloodsport. Man, Bloodsport was badass.
It was.
You know what? Bloodsport might be number one. Kickboxer is my secret number one because Tom Poe was in it and he was one of my heroes.
Yeah.
But Bloodsport is one of his best movies he's ever made, ever.
And you know what? Time Cop is a little underrated. I really think Time Cop is really good. Nobody gives him any credit for that one.
Hey, man, it absolutely is. And people don't give it the credit. You know what? I've actually met people that have never seen Cyborg and have no idea what I'm talking about.
Unreal.
How are you alive?
Honestly. If you're a guy and you love action movies, how do you not see Cyborg?
That's my new nickname is Cyborg or Die.
Cyborg or Die. People have not seen Cyborg. Hey, do you have a second for a quick little story?
Of course.
Absolutely.
All right, tell you something. I'm in the mall this weekend, and I'm walking around, and I walk into a GNC to go and grab an energy drink, to go and grab a Red Line energy drink, which happens to be my favorite Red Line if you're listening.
Red Line.
I walk in the GNC to grab a Red Line, and everywhere I go, I see people, only hardcore fans really recognize me. Everybody else, they look, and in their head, you can see them going, nah, that guy's too small, there's no way to fit, that's not him. So I see that all the time. So I walk in the GNC to buy a Red Line this Saturday afternoon, and when I walk up to the counter, I hand the guy my card to swipe it, and he reads my card and says, Patrick Barry. He's like, oh, that name sounds real familiar. I was like, oh, yeah, it does? He's like, yeah, isn't there a Pat Barry in the UFC? He's a young guy with brand new muscles. You can tell he bench presses every day. I was like, yeah, I think he's a heavyweight, right? The guy's like, yeah, Pat Barry. He just recently fought Krokop. In June, I think. He was like, yeah, he fought Krokop in June. He fought him, like, almost went to the distance. The guy's like, yeah, that's him. And I sit there, and I'm just sitting there. He goes, yeah, man, that dude is such a bitch.
Man.
He's just like that. And I was like, what? Why do you say that? And he was like, yeah, man, that dude, man, he didn't want to win that fight. I mean, he had him. He didn't jump on him. He doesn't have the right instincts. I swear to God, if I ever met him, I'd show him how to really do it. I'm like looking at him, and I'm reading his body language to see whether or not he's really joking around. But he was serious. Like, he was like, yeah, man, that dude, man, man, if I ever met that guy, I'd show him how to really do it. And I was just sitting there, I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, you show him. Maybe you'll meet him one day. I don't know. And that was it. I didn't say anything. I just finished my drink and I left. I just left.
I think next Saturday you should walk in while that guy's working and just pounce on her from behind the register. Like, this is how it's done, motherfucker. Well, don't feel bad, but you know. Yeah. To give the kid a little bit of slack, you know, one time Vinny Testaverde of the Jets came into the Rite Aid that I worked at. I had no idea it was him. So, you know what? And I'm the biggest Jets fan alive. I couldn't even tell. So, man, hey, listen.
You didn't tell him he sucked, bro.
No, I didn't tell him he was a bitch for getting his ACL blown out. No.
Unbelievable. And you, ridiculous.
All right, man. Well, hey, bro, thanks for having me on, guys. And if y'all ever want to call again, I am always up for this. At any point in time, it doesn't matter. I'm always ready to talk, guys.
Nah, Pat, we appreciate it, man. This was money. Awesome time. We really thank you for calling in. We'll definitely be hitting you up, especially let us know if you got any news. You got a fight coming up. We'd love to hear about it, so we'll make sure it happens.
All right, cool, man. Hey, yo, and I'm just starting to get on this whole social media thing. I'm at least getting better at it. So if anybody out there is listening, at HyperDie on Twitter. I've also got a Facebook page, and even though I am prehistoric, I have a MySpace page also.
Yes.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to tell at Lindsay Marie, hello. Hey. Thanks for the sweet messages, and at M3MMA for the awesome pictures that he's been posting of me out there in the computer world. So thanks a lot, and you guys, like I said, for giving me the opportunity to get my name out. I mean, just to get my words out there and to speak, man.
No, we appreciate it, Pat.
You're the best, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, man.
Take care.
Pat Barry, man, doing it up.
Awesome.
The best. The best ever.
I was fucking useless the whole interview. I couldn't stop laughing.
Because he's hilarious, man.
How do you interview somebody like that?
Nah, he's definitely very cool.
A little pee came out, bro.
You know what, man? Now it just, you know, it was
legit pee.
I was, he did. I actually see the little puddle underneath the console.
I got my legs crossed right now.
Unbelievable, man.
Fucking hysterical
guy. I was a fan beforehand.
coming in here. Oh, now yeah, I can't wait for his next fight.
Pat Barry is easy to like.
Absolutely. He really is. And you know what? Seriously, like, I you got to love that whole experience. He's sitting there. There's this muscle-bound guy. He
Jerk
obviously
off.
Remembers the fight.
Jerk off.
And can't make the correlation. Oh, Patrick Barry.
Jerk
Maybe
off.
It's him. Maybe I shouldn't rip this guy to shreds right. in front of him.
Jerk off.
Dumb.
Jerk off.
Fucking hilarious,
Armchair
though.
Quarterbacks, bro.
Come on.
So listen. It was an awesome interview. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, man.
We're going to play a song. I got some, speaking of Pat Barry, you know, I meant to ask him what it was like to work with Tony.
Hey, listen.
We'll catch him on the next go-round.
We'll get Pat Barry on again,
we'll
man.
Catch him on the next go-round. He seems down.
But he's working with
But speaking of Tony, Coalition, Pat Barry did a song with Tony and Jermaine and all the guys from Coalition Fight Music. I have been in touch with them, trying to keep the lines open. West
Communication.
Coast. West Coast, East Coast feud is dead, guys. It's not 96.
Nothing but love.
Let it go, right. California love. But so Tony sent us two things, Brian. We're gonna play a new song from Coalition Fight Music, because straight up I just like their songs.
Yeah, man,
they make you want to hit shit, and they, you know, they fit.
They do.
Tony also sent us an exclusive preview
Ooh.
Of a song that he did for Gerald Hurricane Harris.
Nice.
We do have some Coalition Fight Music information right after the break here on the Beatdown.
Later. When you see me, you gon' know, man. When you see me, you gon' know, there ain't nobody can control me. When you see me, you gon' know, man. When you see me, you gon' know, man. When you see me, you gon' know me, yeah, I be that one and only. When you see me, you gon' know, man. When you see me, you gon' know, man. When you see me, you gon' know, there ain't nobody can control me. When you see me, you gon' know, man. When you see me, you gon' know, man. Hit like a tsunami. My stilo's kamikaze. Someone call an ambulance. Somebody call the paparazzi. If you thinkin' you gon' get me, got another thing coming. If you thinkin' you gon' drop me, better hit the ground running. I ain't laughing, I ain't joking, I ain't trying to be funny. Once you step into the cave for me, you playin' with my money. And I work too hard to get this far. Won't let you take it from me. Once you see me, you gon' know me. Best believe that. When you see me, you gon' know me. I pick 'em up, it's lights out. Lift 'em off that foundation. The octagon is my house. So wipe your feet before you enter my house. Winds, whistles hit the fluid, call it hurricanes in hot water. Smell the aroma of an Oklahoma citizen. G-double-H's like a cage monster living in. Ready to rip out and spit out limbs from the cage. You can catch my Twitter, but I'm still call it my space. When you see me, you gon' know me, yeah, I be that one and only. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me, ain't nobody can control me. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me, yeah, I be that one and only. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me, ain't nobody can control me. When you see me, you gon' know me. When you see me, you gon' know me.
You know, for some people, just getting out of bed every day is a fight. It's a fight holding on to their mind. It's a fight not getting wild. It's a fight not giving up.
This is my testimony. This is my whole story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me? This is my testimony. This is my whole life story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me?
This is my life, my pain, my story. My dreams, my tears, and this testimony. I give my soul to the Lord because he's there for me. This is me, can't no one tell it for me. Tossing, turning in my dreams and feeling sick for weeks. Waking up, throwing up, running down the hallway and only bowing to a person and never remain. Scratching out of my flesh, trying to shake those aches. Feeling crazed in the brain at the tender age of 17. Dropped out of high school because knowledge wasn't everything. It was dollars at the time. Trying to graduate the better things and dangers on my way. Yeah, I sit there and analyze. Will I ever relate to one of those greats? I don't think so, but for those who know me as me, I'm a show.
This is my testimony. This is my whole life story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me? This is my testimony. This is my whole life story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me?
I could let go and let this pen write the story on its own. But in my gratitude, I put these hands to use. Ever since the wounds, the scrolls wouldn't give me excuse. From the hallways of elementary school, I knew what I had to do. Now why do I wear the same old pair of Timberland red boots? Before my conscience grew, a voice I did what it took to fit into that scene that was presentable to their eyes. Even by the sixth grade, I blazed my first time. 2,190 days later, one of those same folks was grateful for this wheelchair. That same year, I found out I was soon be introduced to my real life superhero. They said, give it to the handicap. Here's a pen.
This is my testimony. This is my whole story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me? This is my testimony. This is my whole story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me?
With a notebook and a marker, writing lyrics on the carpet. Yeah, I started at the bottom, slowly worked my way up off the passion, sprouted out of nothing, quickly blossomed to a garden. Every song, every reminder of a moment that I martyred, every word that I offered, every thought that I offered, offspring of a true thing or whatever you want to call it. All my people's got head problems, either locked up or in the panic. Addicted to narcotics, alcoholics with empty wallets, light you up like bottle rockets. That's the reason we don't talk much, that's the reason for the silence. That's the reason it gets awkward, that's the reason seasons come and go, the stealing and regardless. I used to be that kid, dumping monsters in my closet. Now I'm a grown ass man, stuffing dollars in my pockets. One of the hardest individuals to grasp a pencil, I'm an artist. You can argue all you want, all I know is God is awesome.
This is my testimony. This is my whole story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me? This is my testimony. This is my whole story. This is my testimony. Can no one take it from me?
Back on the beat down, everybody. More yeah. Coalition fight music for that ass. My testimony.
Loving it.
At the beginning was that little. It's like I said, guys. That's a little piece of the track that they're doing for Gerald Harris for the Hurricanes. So
keep your ears open.
Keep your ears out for that. Speaking of Coalition fight music, like I said, I like to keep you guys up to date because they're doing just a fantastic thing in my opinion. Like I said, and
without a doubt, loved having Tony on last week.
Yeah, Tony's the man. We're going to try and get him back on here again soon. But, without a doubt, they've partnered up with a sports management company, Iridium Sports Management. So they're going to do some more songs for WEC, and actually they're going to end up doing a song for Strike Force for Nick Diaz.
Hey,
so they're going to be around. Like I said, guys, they're not going anywhere at all. Also, interview with Pat Barry. They have Pat Barry's track is out.
Yes,
the iTunes package is going up at the end of the week, so definitely keep an eye out for that too.
Buy it.
And actually talking to your Uriah Faber, bro, about a reality show.
Hey,
so I'm very interested to see where that goes.
Well, his popularity is sky high, so he'll get
Uriah
viewers.
Faber, and I mean, like I said, if they can figure out a way to work these guys, and Tony is just Tony's money. He's got the personality. You know what I mean? He's a winning deal. A winning formula.
He's the real deal, Holyfield.
Yeah, he's the real deal. No, he's missing half an ear and everything.
Yeah, man. Like Cactus Jack.
Like
what?
Cactus Jack kid. But nice. Yeah, so definitely, yo, keep it, like I said, man, I'm trying to keep it as tight with Tony as I can to give you guys as much information. I know you all like the music, so that's what's new with Coalition Fight Music.
Cool.
Again, support them any way you can.
Please do. Real quick on Ultimate Fighter.
You want to talk about Bruce Leroy a little bit?
That's your boy, bro.
You know what? It's not even, like I said, I called in to Mitch Ciccarelli. Somebody else, he's a writer for Heavy, Heavy.com.
Yes.
He does, you know, the Bleacher Report every now and then. He was kind enough to put us in his sweet tweets.
Without a doubt.
So I kind of returned the favor. No homo. I returned the favor on him, and I called into his Tough Crap radio show with what has to be the hottest Canadian I've ever seen in my life.
She's pretty.
Yeah, Erin McDougal, her name is. I'm not even going to tell you what her Twitter name is because I don't want you to follow her.
No.
Because I'm kind of, you know, thinking of her as a girlfriend already.
Yeah.
And if you follow her, I'll smack your face up. But
I'll be jealous.
You know, the conversation came up, and it basically, the first episode of Tough is cool because you get to see a bunch of rapid fire fights.
Without a doubt.
And especially after having it be the Ultimate Fight Night, and then the Ultimate Gracie came on right after. I mean, anybody that really says that they retained that entire episode is full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
So it's like a showcase of what you're going to see, what these guys are about.
And what you're about is GSP thinks he's cocky and he thinks he's the best.
Right.
And
you got you Josh Koscheck thinking that,
you know, hey, look at my fraggle hair.
Exactly.
And then you also got Bruce Leroy wearing the best jumpsuit ever.
Ever. And like ever. I said, I don't care. I win, lose, or draw. Like, I'm not going to tell you about based on talent. All I know is I want Bruce Leroy to win.
Yeah.
So I can just say Bruce Leroy as many times as possible.
Leroy.
Right.
Who is the master?
I am.
You are the
who
last
who is the
dragon.
Prettiest? Who is the meanest?
Who awesome, is the baddest?
Awesome movie, by the way. If you haven't seen The Last Dragon,
you're
go shoot yourself.
Yeah, really?
You're on the list with Cyborg or Die. It's Last Dragon or Die. Cyborg or Die,
yeah,
and Hype or Die.
Of course.
So if you don't want to die, just spontaneously, go watch those two movies and get yourself fucking hyped up. But, Tough is – that's not to say it's not going to be a good season.
No.
It already looks like Koscheck is playing the arrogant asshole well.
Well, and everyone noticed the coming attraction for next week.
Yeah, it looks like he's choking somebody.
Somebody on GSP's team, he just grabs him by the neck. I'm like, hey.
You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good to watch. The fights are always cool because it's always, like I say, it's like college football when you're fighting there. You have to go – 130% because mm-hmm. a lot of those guys are looking at this as their
only shot.
One big shot, right? Yeah. I mean, very rarely do you wash out of the Tough House and, you know, they call you 6 months later and they're like, oh, hey, you want to fight? No. So you got to make your impressions now. You got to do it the right way. And, you know, it's like I said, it's worth watching the show. What I took out of the first one personally is that I want Bruce Leroy to win.
Yeah.
So I can continue to say Bruce Leroy.
Which is all, I mean, it's
and make Last Dragon references and jokes that, as long as possible.
And that weirdo from stupid Sarah Palin land, that guy with the beard, and he's like all skinny, and he's like crazy. And he like.
That was Bear Grylls.
Like,
fucking Survivor Man.
Oh my god. Like weird he's looking like, hairy chest and
I like, just ate a muskrat. It's good protein.
And bro, like he knew he knew the fight was over. Yeah,
Bear Grylls cooking dinner.
Run
the worst.
But
you know what?
Choking this guy, like, yeah, he's out. He just drops him on the ground. And the guy's like convulsing.
Convulsing.
What the hell is going
horrible.
On?
Horrible.
Yeah, so he's a guy you want to look up. I don't even remember his name.
That's what I mean. Like, it's hard to talk about the memory retention. And especially, you know what? The Ultimate Gracie thing was fucking top notch.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it, see it. If you have DVR, set it up for the next time it's on.
Spike
that
TV
shit was
likes to replay that
so money.
So,
it was ridiculous. It was just win all across the board. Epic style.
The Godfather.
Horse Crazy's fucking gangster, bro.
He's the man.
And definitely check that out.
So let's, real quick, because we're running out of time.
We got to check in with Amber.
Amber
we got
alert.
The Amber Alert coming up. So let's see what Amber's got
Amber.
Going on down south. Amber?
Amber.
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 There she is.
Okay.
She's not really here, guys.
No, she is.
No, she's not.
Oh.
Don't listen to Brian.
Oh.
She's not here, but here she is.
Hey, guys, it's Amber. Checking in with you, just going to let you know a couple of things I have going on and then going to move on to my UFC 119 picks. So moving right along, I will be at Bellator this week in Louisville, Kentucky. If you're going to be there, hit me up, AmberMMA on Twitter. I will be there with some 1-5 Fightwear swag, so I'll be glad to hook you up with some of that if you're going to be there. Speaking of 1-5 Fightwear, they are sponsoring 3 fighters at WEC on September 30th. Those fighters are Mark Kominick, Chris Horodecki, and Cole Province. If you're going to be at WEC on September 30th, you need to make sure you're following 1-5 Fightwear on Twitter and letting 1-5 Fightwear know you're going to be at WEC so that you can get hooked up with some swag. Everybody loves swag. Then I also wanted to make sure that I touched base again on something that I let you know about last week. Just Cause MMA on Twitter. They let you know about seminars that you can go to either start your training, improve your technique, whatever you want to do. It's for all skill levels of MMA training. But they have released all of their seminar dates. It's a total of 39 seminars in 47 days, and I just wanted to let you know who they had teaching at those seminars. It's Dan Hardy, Roger Huerta, I love saying his name, and Scott Epstein. When I saw the athletes that they had at these seminars, I just about shot myself. I love Dan Hardy. But the ticket prices are about $135. I know that seems a little bit steep for some people, but the way you have to look at it is, how many times in your life are you going to get to train with all three of these guys at one time? Probably not ever. So I just wanted to touch base with you on these seminars so that you had more information and you could go to the website and get your tickets before they sold out. So the website is justcausemma.com, and you can follow them on Twitter, justcausemma. Don't have a big update on my Tito Ortiz, Jenna Jameson challenge. It's been a busy week, so kind of still how it was last week. No need to really get into it. Moving on to my UFC 119 picks. Not super pumped about this card. It just doesn't really excite me much, so we'll just get into it. Gilliard versus Jeremy Wilhedon Stevens. I am excited to see Stevens fight. He is one of my fighters that I really do like to watch. He has heavy, heavy hands, so it's always fun to watch him fight, and he has a really fun personality to watch fight. So I am going to pick Wilhedon Stevens. I think we might have been separated at birth. We're Wilhedons. I'm going to pick him TKO round two. Lytle versus Sarah. Don't really care either way about this fight. Sarah looked good in his last fight. Lytle's been looking solid, period. So I'm going to pick Lytle via decision. Dunham versus Shirk. Dunham's submissions have been looking solid lately, time and time again, but Shirk will be hard to submit. I don't want to pick decisions this whole card, even though it may go that way. I just don't want to pick it that way. So I'm going to say Dunham submission round three. Lil Nog versus Bader. Both of these guys have very bright futures. Again, I don't want to pick decisions this whole card. Let's go with Bader, obvious. I'm going to pick Bader. I really like Bader. So let's say Bader, TKO, round two. Mir versus Krokop. I really don't like picking against Mir, but I think Krokop has been looking really good. So I'm going to pick Krokop via decision. That is about all I have for you guys. If you don't like my picks, hate it for you. If you like them, awesome. If you have anything to say, if you just want to be my friend, you can follow me on Twitter, Amber MMA. You guys have a good one.
Another Amber Alert, Bri.
You know what?
Cool chick. No?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Just
sorry.
Flat out, no?
No.
Bro, she gave us a napkin shout-out. She gave us a loose leaf paper shout-out.
No, well, she gave kind of to you.
Bro, she said, MMA beatdown rocks my V.
But that's your name on Twitter. I'm Big B Traffic.
All right.
What?
But it's us. It's the beatdown, bro. It's not just me. It's us.
You know what? Listen.
You don't even play the Twitter game. So don't be mad. What's your beef?
Well, I got beef.
What's your beef?
I got beef.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Nah, you know what? None of everybody.
Her note said rocks my heart, by the way. It just looked like a V.
No, it said rocks my V.
Please don't. All right.
No, it said rocks my V. And I'm going to tell her husband that she just married.
Jason.
That you are moving in on his territory.
Don't believe it, buddy.
Don't believe the hype. Hype or die.
Well,
this is how we tie everything in, everybody.
Right.
No, but seriously, like, you know, not everybody does the podcast. There are some people who listen on live365.com.
Sure.
We want to give big thanks to John Lynch
from
the last radio show. And I really think Amber needs to listen on Live 365. Listen to John Lynch. He'll school her on some good music. And why is this?
Oh, what she got? Poor music choice,
bro. You know what? The two of you and everyone else have 15 million tweets a day. But you know, one caught my attention.
I must have lost it.
One caught my attention. There's a song that made her smile, and it's Rhythm of Love by Plain White Tees.
I had a rhythm.
No, not that one. No, not the Mariah Carey. No.
That's a vision of love, anyway.
You know,
what
Plain
the
White
fuck
Tees?
Am I talking about?
Hey there, Delilah.
I am
sitting with my guitar, and I really am a douchebag. What kind of girl who trains, fights, has fight merchandise, starting company? You listening to Plain White Tees?
She's got pink hand wraps, bro. She's still a girl.
Gross.
Every girl likes Hey There, Delilah. It makes them think about, you know.
God.
Guys,
Amber,
that are, you know, sensitive.
Amber, honey, the last radio show, live365.com, listen to John Lynch and let him school you a little bit. Fucking Plain White Tees.
Plain
are you
white
kidding
tees.
Me?
Bro, in her defense, she likes Coalition Fight music.
She does, but Plain White Tees gives me the douche chills.
Yeah, the douche
and
chills.
And for everyone south of the Mason-Dixon line, douche chills is when something is so friggin' lame that you just get that ugh. that ugh kind of feeling.
And, bro, everybody's entitled to one or two bad choices, especially with music. You know what I mean?
No.
You got to like a country song here
and there. Putting country? No way.
All right, never mind. We
putting
can't
the hammer
this.
Down.
Listen.
Amber, fix your musical taste, all right? Come on.
I can't let Brian get going on music.
For Christ's
sake. He
needs
his own fucking hour
Jesus
for a music
Christ.
Show over there. But here's the deal, guys. UFC 119 is coming up this weekend.
Yes.
We didn't really go crazy on it because, to be quite honest, I really do not give a flying fuck about what happens at this, with the exception of
Matt Serra.
Matt Serra.
He's our boy.
Matt Serra, Long Island's own. We're from New York. We got to hold him down. I love Matt Serra. He's awesome guy, very cool guy.
Tight with Uncle Dawson.
Tight with the resident jiu-jitsu expert, Uncle Dawson.
That's right.
So, you know, he's family, and, you know, we're always pulling for Team Sarah.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do in lieu of a big, you know, to-do about blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know
contest,
what I mean?
Contest, whatever.
Right. Frank Mir beats Croca. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's just not important. You know what I mean? The Bader fight should be good, but whoever wins it, who cares? They're not really important right now. This is like a farm league pay-per-view to me, and it pissed me off, so I didn't really want to go crazy with it. I do apologize. I got Pat Barry to call in and tell some jokes, and you know, hopefully that's enough, because like I said, this card fucking sucks it.
Bro, we could have seriously, if you were gonna like put a scale together of talking to Pat Barry for 25 minutes,
oh,
it was
so
25
epic.
Minutes to go over 119.
Talking to Pat Barry for 20 minutes was so epic that I would never do predictions for any other UFC.
Yeah.
Because he's that cool.
Yeah, he's a man.
Fucking man. Hype or die, bro.
But
listen, here's
what
we're gonna do. We're gonna do a little. We're gonna do a little word association.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Brian's gonna read them. Because yo, here's the deal. I really don't even know who's fighting. Because I don't give a fuck. It has nothing to do with anything. But I don't care.
But Mike is our.
But
man?
I do know. I probably know all of these guys, or at least on the main card, I would hope.
Oh,
otherwise,
no,
I should shoot myself in the face.
No. You're well versed in all these fighters. All
right.
And,
so here's what we're gonna do. Matt Serra's gonna win. I'm just going to say that right off the bat because he's from Long Island, and you don't even have to ask me. I'm pulling for him.
Sorry, Chris Lytle.
It's going to be a repeat of Matt Serra's performance.
Opening it up. Melvin Gillard against Jeremy Stephens. Your prediction is?
Jeremy Stephens.
Yes.
TKO, round two.
There you go. Lightweight bout, Sean Sherk against Evan Dunham.
Oh, I hope Sean Sherk just blows out his knee on the way to the ring.
Don't even
is that
get
an acceptable
ring.
Answer?
Don't even fight. Evan Dunham.
All right, Dunham. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. All right. Oh.
Dunham by blown out knee.
Little Nog against Ryan Bader. What
you know
want?
What? What do I want? I want fucking Ryan Bader to pick him up and literally throw him out of the octagon.
Out of it.
Like, just eject him.
Like,
just
like into helicopter.
Like, I want him to land on Joe Rogan, so Joe Rogan has no choice but to say, holy fuck! And that's,
you know,
he lost the last fight, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
So, let's go for Bader there. And
Little Nog should have lost his last fight, and he didn't. So.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Little Nog lost that last fight.
Yeah.
You know, Bader. But we're going to take Bader. And in the main event, I think Frank Mir got wind of Krokop's possible eye injury. I think within 30 seconds, he's going to throw an inadvertent thumb into it, and then he's going to win by submission 3 minutes of the first round. That's what I got.
3 minutes of the first round, Frank Mir.
That's what I got. Oh, you know what? They only go 3 minutes. It's not a title bout or anything.
No.
So 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the first round. Look for an eye poke, a strategic eye poke from Frank Mir in Krokop's bad eye, and then look for a heel hook.
There you go.
Because whatever. And you look, because like I said, this pay-per-view is actually that boring that in lieu of purchasing it, I'm going to go to Hooters and get drunk and eat wings. And what I see, I see. So I'll read about it the next day online. You know, we'll get back into this when...
Maybe I'll go and just listen to Plain White Tees instead.
Yeah. Hey there, Delilah. This pay-per-view sucks.
Gross.
I wrote a haiku, Bri. Hey there, Delilah. This pay-per-view sucks cock. I don't want to watch. Fucking mint, right? I should write a book.
You should, man.
I should write a book.
Write them all down, man.
But, so guys, that's it. Like I said, definitely, listen, watch 119. Please pay the money. Dana White needs the purchases. It's, you know what? It's still UFC. It's still going to be good fights.
Yeah.
It really didn't pique my interest. And
well,
I got busy with other things. You know what I mean?
A string of events this summer that were just top notch. This was the first kind of big
letdown.
Right.
It was kind of like almost like relief. You know what I mean? That, because the last few were so outstanding that, you know, I really was doing research. Finding out fights that guys had 10, 15 years ago, seeing what you could... You know what? Like, I know all of these guys. It's kind of just like a floating water, you know, treading water type of pay-per-view. And it's still going to be good. It's still UFC, but...
And listen, folks, buy it. Because, listen, you got two events before the end of the year that are free. So you could buy this one.
Right.
For
spend the money. Like I said, I'm not really going to go to Hooters.
Buffalo Wild Wings,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe I'll go to Hooters.
Yeah.
Hooters.
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 Boobs.
Hooters.
Boobs.
Maybe I'm going to
I lost track. We were talking about boobs, and I just skipped. You know what happens when that happens. I'm done.
Fucking tits. Yo, guys, get with Amber at Amber MMA. I think she's doing something for breast cancer awareness.
Oh.
Help that out, please. Can't afford to be losing tits.
Get with her boobs?
No, not her boobs, bro. Just get with her on Twitter.
I don't know. You rock her V, bro.
Whatever. I'm so busted.
Yahtzee!
So busted.
Yeah, boy.
Catching a flight, hon. I'll be there soon.
Nice.
Oh! But, yeah, get with her. Please, save the tatas.
Yes, please.
For the love of everybody. But, yeah, so that really just about does it for the beatdown. Like I said, man, I hope you guys always enjoy the show.
Wrapping it.
We really have a good time doing it. And, you know, getting to talk to guys like Pat Barry and Ulysses Gomez and Jeremy May is you know what, it's a riot.
Yeah, man. So big thanks to Pat Barry for calling in. Thanks definitely to big John thanks. Lynch and Live365.com.
John
radio
Lynch hooks
show.
Us up, man. He puts us out live. So
for all you people at work, hey, listen, if you're gonna listen at work though, if you're gonna listen, turn the volume down.
Turn the volume down.
Fester has a filthy mouth.
Right, we're NSFW.
Yes, not safe for work.
Right, so turn it down. But yeah, lots of thanks this week. First and foremost, always want to thank the Torture House guys. Follow them at MMA Torture House. They're actually working on a promotion right now in honor of, in favor of Team Darius, looking to do something to actually help him out a little bit. So
Darius Hayward Bay?
No. He needs the help too. the Hayward Bay needs the help too, but maybe he's next on the list.
Darius Gasparitis?
Darius, like I said, if you guys listen to the podcast, he's a cool kid.
Yes.
He's check him out. I'm not really going to even tell you. I've told everybody. But check him out. Check out Torture House. Like I said, they're going to try and help each other out a little bit. I want to thank Mitch Ciccarelli and Aaron McDougal for having me on their show. That was pretty pretty epic.
She's pretty.
And you know what? I want to thank Canada for fucking making something like that.
Canada.
Dude, Erica Durant is from Canada. I'm moving.
The hottest
chicks in North America so gone.
Are in Canada.
Do I need a passport?
Yes.
I'm fucking out of here.
Yes.
Out of here, bro.
Done.
Lois Lane from Smallville and the Aaron McDougal experience.
Bro, that's just the tip of the iceberg, bro.
No way, bro.
You got to just
type in epic hotness.
Famous Canadian women and then just look at all the pictures on Google and you go like, oh.
And Erica Durant cooks naked sometimes.
Yeah.
So how win is that?
Can she bake me cupcakes naked?
I don't even care if she can't cook worth a piss. She's naked. You know what I mean? You make fucking whatever you want. Make a shit pie.
Yeah.
You're naked.
Shit pie.
If Aaron McDougal made shit pies naked, I'd eat them.
I wouldn't eat them.
I would.
I wouldn't.
I would. No. I would.
I would say thank you, honey.
Yeah, thanks. Mitch, Aaron, thanks a lot, guys.
I would eat something else.
Oh, my goodness. He wants pie. But, yeah, so thanks a lot, guys, for having me on. That was a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll do that again.
Yeah, thanks for not having me on, Dick.
And thanks to Amber, MMA.
Twitter.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
The fuck do I know?
Thanks to all you guys that help us out, man. Like I said, it's a lot of fun.
Hopefully
you guys enjoy it.
I just come in
look
and talk.
Look for an interview with Jeremy May coming up before his fight. I talked to him a few days ago. He's down to do it. So he's heading out November 6th. It's a little while away, but we'll do that. And we'll be back next week. We'll let you know how the fucking pitiful pay-per-view turned out. And
I didn't want to be on their radio show anyway.
No. No?
No.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm too high maintenance.
Sorry.
I'm big time.
He's big time. Brian wanted Avion.
We'll be back next
Hooker's
week.
In the green room. But, yeah, so we'll obviously next week we'll tell you what went down on the pay-per-view so everybody's up to date on it. We'll talk about this week's Tough, which should be
pretty
coming
cool.
out pretty, yeah, like I said, should be good.
Yeah.
So we'll be back, man, wrapping it up on the beatdown.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.